Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you, fellas?
Well, we're going to get you a nice big tarp and stick it over the fair today, and hopefully nobody gets wet and everybody can have a good time, because you only have 7 days left of good times before great times start as the doors open next Wednesday. Tell us how excited you are and what we're doing here in the final days of summer.
Oh, yeah, the teachers report a week from tomorrow, next Wednesday, and we'll have our teacher day, and then the buses roll next Thursday morning, and encourage parents, hey, it's not too early at all to give your bus driver a call, or if you know a new neighbor that's moved in, give them a shout, and give them the bus driver's number, and that will only make the first day go a little bit smoother. So it's rolling in here, and we're going to be out at the fair today from 2 to 8. We've got the RBB booth. I'll be out there. Our new assistant superintendent Rod Hyde will be out there. A couple of our school board members, our new agriculture teacher and FFA director Taylor Ferguson will be out there. Our new corporation nurse Jennifer Walcott will be out there answering questions. Our transportation interim transportation director Fred St. John will be out there. So we'll be giving away balloons and lanyards and bicycle reflectors and all kinds of neat stuff.
Well, Dr. Wilcox, speaking about buses, how are you in the bus driver situation? Most schools are having problems finding bus drivers.
Yeah, you know, that's an ongoing problem, challenge, I should say. We're down to one. We still need to hire one. We had an interview, first round interview with a driver yesterday, and we're hoping to get that last route filled. So, you know, it's a challenge right now for many corporations. You know, we're not in too bad a shape. There's a lot of people who trade places with us as far as our needs and all. However, when we get that last place filled there, we should be in good shape. So
now we're speaking with Dr. Mike Wilcox, who is the superintendent of the Richland Bean Blossom School System. And you have at least three major, not major in terms of teachers. Teachers are always major, but you have a new basketball coach and a new assistant superintendent. Tell us a little bit about those two people.
Sure. Our new assistant principal and varsity boys basketball coach at the high school is J.B. Neal. J.B. most recently comes to us from Shackamack. He was the boys varsity coach over there and athletic director. J.B. brings a lot of enthusiasm and excitement, and having played college basketball, being a scholarship athlete, brings instant credibility, and it's got that great demeanor, and has already had open gym with the kids since being approved last Monday night, and is going to be a great fit at RBB, and we're pretty excited. You know, he might cringe me saying this, but I think we've got a good 3, 4, 5 year run here with a great group of kids, you know, as many people out here, I think you'll hear them say, not sure that there's an Indiana All-Star in our group. However, there's great chemistry among the kids that we got some fun years, I think, coming up.
I got to ask you a question. How is it that you guys in the lunchroom are going to have a conversation when you were a football player for Indiana University and he's a major college basketball player? What are you guys going to be talking about?
That'll be fun. You know, well, those of us that we're fortunate enough to have some success in another sport, being from Indiana, we all think we're basketball players. So, and we all think we're basketball coaches, you know, especially. And also, there's always good conversation there. So any of us from Indiana, we all think we're you know, well versed in basketball, regardless of what sport we did play.
All right. So then you've got a new assistant superintendent, also.
Yeah. We approved Rod Hyde as our new assistant superintendent. Jason Butzinger moved on to Five Star Technologies. He's going to be a consultant with them. And Rod had been our junior high principal. Rod had been named Indiana Educator of the Year by our by the American Legion in Indiana, and before that, came to us, was principal at South Ripley, was named Middle School Principal of the Year for the state of Indiana over there, and brings great energy, great knowledge, and pedagogy, and all to the position, and we'll do a great job. You know, really excited about that. Donna Atkinson, who had been assistant principal at the junior high, has moved into the principal job there, and her and the teachers are currently conducting first round interviews for the assistant principal job there.
Now, what about teachers? How are you shape-wise on the number of teachers?
We've got a number of new teachers through through retirements, and in the last few weeks, you know, it happens this time of year. A couple of young teachers that got engaged, and one moved to Georgia, and another one moved to Key West, Florida, and both were interviewed and hired the same day. In those areas down there, so those kind of things happen. But we are shy of hiring one math teacher, and we will be good at least for right now. So so we're real close to having all of our positions filled there.
We're speaking with Dr. Mike Wilcox of the Richland Bean Blossom School System Superintendent, and. Are the schools ready? Is everything ready for the kids coming back in a week from Thursday, right?
Yeah, great question. Our summer maintenance and facility people have done a wonderful job getting the buildings ready. You know, there's always something about that first day when those floors look like glass.
Yes.
And the buildings are just sharp as can be and very manicured outside, and our folks have just done a wonderful job, and we're going to be ready to go. So I'm really pleased with our folks there. They've really worked hard.
You just mentioned something about buses. How do people find out what bus route they're on, or how do they get a question answered if they've got a question about school times, anything like that?
Very good. If you stop by and see us at the fair today, our transportation director will be out there today. They can also call their buildings. Registration is Wednesday and Thursday of this week at the buildings, so any of those ways, or if all else fails, call our central office, and we'll get you fixed up. So one of those many ways.
So you're ready for them. They're all set to come back, and you're ready to greet them.
Lineup cards are filled out. Starting lineups are on paper.
we're very close. We're close. You know, getting probably between now and then figured out. Some of our folks that are new move-ins and all getting them on the right bus and what bus that they're riding and all that. Other than that, I think we're ready to go. So,
what time can we see you at the fair today?
Hey, we'll be out there from 2 to 8 in the community building, and like I said, there'll be a wide variety of folks from the school corporation out there. We've got some stuff to give away and
a roof, air conditioning, all the important things are right there in the community building.
I don't think so.
Yeah,
bring
about
a fan.
It's only going to be 80 today. You got the best day.
I think so. So we left out on that. So we won't take that for granted.
All right, stop by and say hello. If not, more information can be found at the website. Or give us a number one more time if folks need to give a call over there to get some more information.
Sure. Central office, of course, 812-876-7100.
All right.
And we will direct you to exactly who you need to with any question at all. So.
Or stop by the fair. That's where all the fun's at. Plus,
they
got tenderloins over there, right?
Yeah, tenderloins and pineapple whip. I'm a big pineapple whip fan.
There you go.
If I get one of those, I'm happy. So.
Great job. Believe it or not, when we talk to you at the end of August, you're going to have almost 3 full weeks of school under your belt. We'll get excited to hear how the opening days at the RBB are doing. Okay, so teachers on the 3rd, students on the 4th?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep, that's it. We're going to be ready to roll. And our like I said, we've got a lot of new great people on board and excited for them. And we're going to be looking forward to a great year.